Colleen and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Well, it's John who's in here helping out Jason. Just came through and handed me another drink. It finally dawned on me. I'm finally Harry Carey. I'm drinking on the job. We should have thought of this a long time ago. Man, we're back with Jason Garnett, bartender at Juniper Moon. He made us the, what was the name of the first one again?
The first one was She's a Beaut, Clark.
And give me a couple of quick ingredients again that were in it.
Gin, Calvados, apple brandy, basically, Benedictine, cranberry, rosemary, ginger syrup, and then Argus Ciderkin, a cider.
I wiped that out. That was good stuff.
Yes, it was delicious.
It's gone.
I was eating the cranberries at the end. And
well, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Really?
Soaks up some of the drink.
Yeah,
that's right.
None of it goes to waste.
Now, you mixed us up the next one. What is it we're having next
year? So this is... this is called Christopher Oaxacan Number Trace.
Genius.
So this is Oaxacan, obviously, is in reference to Oaxaca, Mexico, where a lot of mezcal is made.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mezcal drink, which mezcal certainly isn't for everybody. It's a... All tequilas are mezcal, but not all mezcals are tequila. It's the smokier version of tequila. So we've tried to pair that smokiness with some kind of fall and winter flavors. So there's there's a spiced... it's an apple-infused mezcal, spiced pear liqueur, and then yellow chartreuse. Yellow chartreuse is a very herbaceous liqueur from France. And then we have a cinnamon grapefruit syrup. And at the end, we spritz a little Laphroaig scotch, which is that really smoky Band-Aid-y scotch on top, just to bring back out some of the smoke.
Now that I know you can just spritz liquor into your mouth, I'm questioning some men I've dated who said they were putting, you know...
Mouthwash
in.
Mm-hmm. Looks like, a little spritz, almost like a little spritzer. And it's just... What is that?
We use spritzes generally. Some drinks call for a rinse of the glass. You've seen that before.
Or a
float of something. We generally use a spritz because it's going to disperse it evenly. Whether it's spritzing the glass instead of rinsing the glass, it's going to get a much more even disbursement of whatever flavor we're trying to impart. And then on top as well.
Mm. Well, I like it.
If you would have come over to my house when I was growing up, and my dad would have just had his Pabst Blue Ribbon in the beer, or in the fridge.
I'd have drank one with him.
You would have?
Oh,
really?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
I think bartenders that are in this... that do this style of bartending, you know, when we get off work or we have a night off, I think generally most of us are out. We appreciate nice things and we'll have those things, but we just kind of want something simple. So we drink a lot of crappy beer, shots of whiskey, just like everybody else.
Got it. Okay.
It's like when I'm off, I don't tell very good jokes. Okay?
Wow.
I can't imagine that.
By the way, you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, sure.
You bring drinks in, you're making fun of Colleen, you fit right in.
Perfect.
All right, cheers to that. All right, cheers.
Happy Thanksgiving, Colleen.
Thank you, Jason.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jason.
Cheers, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kurt.
Happy
I'm already
holiday.
Drinking. I'm
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, that's delicious.
Come see us tonight. This weekend, we'll be
everybody listening
bumping.
Too.
So.
Ooh, that's smoky. I like it.
It's so good.
Ooh, yeah.
Two of these, and I'm good night.
Well, we've got just a half hour left. Do we still have to do what's trending?
Let's cancel that. Here's what's trending. Go to Juniper
Moon.
This
is trending.
Go to Juniper Moon this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's trending.
We ran out of time and decided to go longer on this one.
Hey,
this is better.
Hey, again. Yeah. I want to tell you something.
Oh,
here we go.
I love you.
I love you too,
love
man.
Carl,
here it comes.
We've gotten through some hard times.
You're triggering my PTSD.
Jason, you're now my new best friend. I'm going to give you a hug.
I love you, man. I love you.
Very good stuff.
Thanks.
All right, and the name of this one again is?
Christopher Oaxacan Number Trace.
All right, I will never get that right, but that's hilarious.
It'll be printed on the menu. So.
Perfect. A point.
And of course, you can get these drinks at Juniper Moon, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And all the other, you guys, we were talking about that off air too. You guys have a huge menu there. I know I'm one of those people, I was saying this, that I tend to default. I do this at restaurants too. If I don't know, you know, I get in there and I see a menu and I'm like, oh, wow, there's just too many choices. I don't know what to do. I default to
what you know.
To what I know.
Yeah.
So I'm glad for moments like this where I can drink for free and try it.
Right.
Because these are delicious.
I would probably
be afraid to order these, but you shouldn't be because they really are good.
We encourage people to deviate from what they normally like or go in a direction that they know they like something in it. But if they don't want to do that, you like what you like. And as my grandpa Lyle used to say, dance with the one who brung you.
Right.
So drink, you know, that's the thing. Maybe the misconception of Juniper Moon is that we're only doing fancy or foo-foo or complex things.
I've been in there. You guys will serve up what you ask
for. We've got domestic beer for people that want to drink that. Really nice wine, nice craft beers. So we try to, and we certainly love to pay homage to the classics as well. So I think that's what we do the best at.
But every once in a while, especially on a holiday, venture out a little bit, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Thank you, Jason.
For coming in.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Jason Garnett, Juniper Moon.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.